Hiawatha, I want you to stand. He's done slipped up here, amen, but stand in honor of God's free man. Free man. Free man, amen. As it comes one more time this night. Amen, Joe.
There all right, thank you, my brother. You're glad to be under the tabernacle tonight. And I love all the songs, but I really like that I can trust Jesus. You know what? You can too. Because he's trustworthy. He's everything that he claimed to be. And a whole lot more. It's been in my heart to just preach on the first verse of Amazing Grace. I've never preached on the first verse of a song before. I'm going to try it again. I've had fun.
Amen.
But Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. It is amazing to the sight and sweet to the sound. Because you ain't never seen nothing like it. Never even heard anything like it. We've been dividing that little verse up. Number one, it did what? Saved a wretch like me. Then we got bogged down three nights on this second part. I once was lost, but now I'm found. And the Lord willing, in a little while, we're going to look at I was blind, but now I see. I appreciate the past and the present tense of that song. I was, but now. I was blind. I was lost, but now. Well, glory. We ought to call recess and shout for 30 minutes right there. Let's sing it, Brother Jim, that first verse. Here we go. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. That verse right there tells us the reason for God's grace. We were wretches, we were blind, and we were lost. That's the reason for God's grace.
Sure.
Let's do that second verse.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. That grace appeared in our lives.
That verse right there tells us about the revelation of God's grace. God revealed it.
Yeah.
We got to see it.
Yeah.
How precious did
oh, yeah.
that grace appear? The revelation of God's grace. If you hadn't seen God's grace, you'd still be lost tonight. I'm glad God revealed it through the power of the Holy Ghost. The revelation of God's grace. Let's do that third stanza. Through many dangers.
Through many dangers, falls and snares, I grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
Now that verse right there tells us about the reality of his grace. It is real. Because through many dangers, it brought us. But it's not about to stop now. Praise God, I'm glad for the reality of God's amazing grace. But when we sing this last verse, that's the results of God's grace. That's what it's going to do for you and I. Give us the ability to live up yonder forevermore. Let's sing about the results of God's
when
grace.
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun.
Seated tonight, turn to somebody beside of you and say, I'm going to heaven because of grace. I'm saved because of grace. I'm redeemed because of grace.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I'm justified because of grace.
Yes,
I got the Holy Ghost because of grace. Lord, have mercy. My name's written in heaven. Because of God's amazing grace. Remember, that saved a wretch like me. Turn to somebody beside of you and say, you wretch. Aren't you glad God saves wretches? I once was lost, but now I'm found. And I'm glad we finally, after 3 nights, got the prodigal back home. But I want to come to the last part of that song, Mark's Gospel tonight, chapter number 10. And I want to emphasize that part. I was blind, but now I see. I'm glad one day, hallelujah, God opened up my blinded eyes. If I may borrow this line, praise the Lord, I saw the light. You said, I wouldn't have referred to that. I know I did. I'm glad one day, praise God, I saw the light. And that light is Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And I'm not staggering in the darkness of my depravity, but stepping in the light. Praise God, I feel good tonight. I may preach 3 or 4 hours as good as I'm feeling tonight. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 10. We'll begin the text tonight in verse number 46. And they came to Jericho, right down beside of that, the city of destruction. And guess where all of us was when God found us?
Amen.
In the city of destruction. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. Does anybody remember when you was an old blind beggar spiritually? Sitting by the wayside of life, right at the doorstep of the city of destruction. I'll tell you, I'm feeling good about this. In verse 47, and when he heard that it was Jesus, so then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. That wasn't in there. I just threw it in. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Verse 48, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal. I want to tell you, there's some things worth making a great deal out. And getting your soul saved and your life changed and the chains of sin and the scales fall off your eyes, it's a big deal. It was a big deal when God sent Jesus. It was a big deal when he died on that cross. It was a big deal when he arose from that grave. It was a big deal when he sent the Holy Ghost. And it was a great big deal. He got the wood on your heart. I believe there's some things worth making a great deal about. But he made a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. Oh, aren't you glad that he stands still to hear the cry of an old sinner? And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth for thee. Aren't you glad one day the old-time preacher man leaned across that pulpit and said, hey, he's calling for you. I'm glad one day the Holy Ghost tapped me on the shoulder and said, he's calling for you. Woo, praise God. And notice what happens in verse 50. And he casting away his garments. He wasn't going to let nothing keep him from his miracle. And he casting away his garments rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, by the way, he answers to that, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith. Where did you get that from? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When he heard it was Jesus, faith, whoop, was birthed in his heart. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And he immediately received his sight. And here's the results every time. And followed Jesus in the way. And all of God's people said, amen. I wouldn't have to preach a lick just reading that right there. Speaks volumes to our heart. Aren't you glad tonight that he is the mighty Son of God? Aren't you glad tonight he is the merciful Son of God? Aren't you glad tonight he's the marvelous Son of God? But aren't you glad he is the miracle working Son of God? Someone said, why do you believe in miracles? Because I believe in Jesus. And I believe in the miracle ministry of our Lord. There are miracles that Jesus performed in the natural world. Turning water into wine. Walking on water. Getting water out of the dry buckets. And I'm glad he can calm the storm and calm the wind, because he is the miracle working Son of God. Then there were miracles that Jesus performed in the physical realm. That he opened the eyes of the blind. He unstopped the ears of the deaf. He loosed the tongues of the dumb. He cleansed the leper. And he even raised the dead. And in this text tonight, he opened blinded eyes. And every one of those physical maladies that Jesus performed a miracle is more than a physical malady. It is a picture of a spiritual condition. Amen. You know what we were before he touched us? We were crippled and couldn't walk for God. You know what we were before he touched us? We were unclean like the leper. You know what we were before he found us and saved us? We were dumb and couldn't even praise his name. We were deaf, couldn't even hear what we ought to hear. And yes, we were dead in trespasses and in sin. And may I say to you tonight that man is a fallen creature. And may I say to you that when man fell, he fell all the way to the bottom. And there is no spark of divinity, and there's no spark of goodness in him. And it takes the grace and the mercy of God to save an old sinner. And yes, just like this text, we were blinded. We were blinded by the God of this world. We were lost and didn't know it. And may I say to you tonight, the only thing worse than being lost is being lost and not knowing it. But I promise you, when the Holy Spirit comes and you hear the Word of God and the light walks in, you realize your lost condition. Let me give you some things about this salvation pictured in the opening of the eyes of the blind in this text. Number one, I see tonight the blindness. This man is blind. And because he is blind, he cannot see where he is going. Every one of us tonight, according to 2 Corinthians 4, are blinded by the God of this world. I've heard people say, Brother Joe, I don't know why in the world I did the things I did before I got saved. I know why you did it, because you didn't know any better. And the reason why you didn't know any better was because you were blind. Oh, Brother Joe, why didn't I get saved before I did? Because you were blind. Because you were not just blinded to your own spiritual condition. You are blind to the goodness and the grace and the mercy and the providence of God that had been working in your life. Jesus died for my sin a long time ago, but I was blind to it. He took my place on bloody Calvary a long time ago, but I was blind to it. He cried, "It is finished," a long time ago, but I was blind to it. He gave the greatest demonstration of the sovereign, almighty love of God that's ever been given, but I was blind to it. I was lost and undone and without God or his son, but I was blind to it. My daddy was a preacher, and a good preacher, and a strong preacher, and a loud preacher, and a staunch preacher, and a scratcher preacher. If it got in the way, Daddy scratched it. But I was a door from hell, but I was blind to it. If I'd have died in my sin, I'd have went to hell, but I was blind to it. I was a half a heartbeat from the madhouse of the wicked, but I was blind to it. I was a half a breath from the prison house of the mad, but I was blind to it. I was one short breath from the fires of a literal burning hell, but I was blind to it. God loved me, but I was blind to it. God had been good to me, but I was blind to it. He took my place on the cross, but I was blind to it. I didn't love the Bible because I was blind to it. I didn't love the Holy Ghost because I was blind to him. I wasn't walking with Jesus Christ because I was blind to him. I was spiritually blind. I had no perception. I did not know that God loved me. I did not know that I was lost. I did not know I was going to hell. But praise God, I'm glad one night he opened up my blinded eyes. And I'm not blind tonight. Now I know that he cares. I know that he died for me. I know that he loved me. I know I'm saved. I know I'm going to heaven. I know I got the Holy Ghost. I know my name's written in heaven. Because he opened up my blinded eyes. Son, you preach to somebody, you get blue in the face, you can beat him over the head with a Bible till the cover beats off. You can talk and beat and bang and fram and talk and beat, but until God touches them with his amazing grace and the power of his Holy Ghost, it'll make no sense at all. But aren't you glad you was a blind sinner headed out of darkness, lost and undone forever? God came to where you were and he opened your blinded eyes, and he showed you your condition, and he showed you his compassion. And I'm glad it didn't stop till it fell across a hill far away where stood an old rugged cross. And that night God performed a spiritual eye operation on you. He opened your eyes and you can see tonight. You can live for God tonight. You can know you're saved tonight. Cause the miracle working Son of God, he opened up your blinded eye. Hallelujah. There's hope for blinded eyes. You say that son or daughter of mine headed on a bobslide to hell. I preached and I prayed and I beat him over the head. Oh God, preacher, what is it going to take? What's wrong with them? Same thing that was wrong with you. You were blinded by the god of this world, but God got your blinded eyes, and he's able to get their blinded eyes. Aren't you glad he's the great physician, and he makes house calls, and he's right for what's wrong in somebody's life? Yes, woo! I see the blindness. Yes, yes. Number two in this text, I see the begging. He's not only a blind sinner, but he is a begging sinner. And this begging is a result of his blindness. The begging is a result of his blindness. Because he's blind and he cannot see. He cannot work and take care of himself and make a living for himself and make a living for his family. So every day he makes his way out of the gate of destruction, and he knows he's got a problem and he wants to do something about it, but he feels trapped in his blindness, and he don't even have food to eat, water to drink, and shelter. He's in a mess because of his condition. And as the people walk by, all he can do is hold out his trembling hand and beg and beg and beg. He wants to be free, but he don't know how. He wants to see, but he don't know how. He wants a life change, but he don't know how. He wants a world around him to change, but he don't know how. And he's begging, he's pleading, he is desperate. Oh dear God, do you remember when you realized you was a sinner and you felt like you couldn't do nothing about it? You wanted to get over the habit. You wanted to quit your drink. You wanted to quit your drugs. You wanted to quit your sin. But you felt you were trapped. You were just begging and you were just longing. You wanted a life change. You wanted your world to change, and you were begging and you were begging. Aren't you glad one day the beggar fell down on his knees, and when he got up, he wasn't a beggar anymore? Hallelujah. I'm glad one day the king and the beggar met on the Damascus Road, and the king and the beggar, aren't you glad we were sinful beggars begging for mercy, begging for grace, begging for life, and God set us free? He's a beggar. He's a beggar. He doesn't even have the necessities of life. He's nothing but a beggar. The week before Easter, I preached in a little city right outside of Detroit called Jackson, Michigan. I'd went out and ate lunch with some of the pastors, and one of the preachers was bringing me back to the motel where we were staying. And that was a little blue truck that had the driveway blocked. And being the patient man that I am, I said, go around him, go around him, go around him. And when we went around him, I saw 2 feet sticking out from under that truck. When we got all the way around him, it was not just 2 feet, it was a whole human body. It was a boy about your size. He's about 25 years old, but he's about your size. Pretty big feller. And he's laying there on the ground. And I've lived a sheltered life. I've never seen a lot of stuff out in the world. I've seen a mother-in-law, and that was scary enough. But I'd never seen a lot of stuff. And Brother Scott, that boy was gray. His face was gray. There were little blue lines in his neck. And he was slobbering out of the corners of his mouth. He was shaking violently, shaking violently. He was trying to say, help. Boy, I went down, I said, what's wrong, man? What's wrong? What's wrong? And boy, I've visited enough hospitals to know what a death gurgle is. And son, about that time he let out that last breath, blew it in my face. That little fella died. He died right there in front of me. And make a long story short, when the cops got there and the METs got there, he had overdosed.
They found out there was some bad heroin in that town. Bless God, there's no such a thing as good. And I've seen church members die in the glory. I've stood there by my daddy when he died in the glory. But I never seen anybody die of an overdose to heroin. That little fellow was laying and shaking on that ground trying to ask me to help him, and I couldn't do anything about it. Oh, I tell you, it tore my nerves up. I went back to my room just across the parking lot. I tried to take a nap, but I couldn't sleep. I tried to read my Bible, and I couldn't concentrate. I tried to pray, but I just couldn't even pray. And I was just sitting there thinking. Then it hit me. Oh, Lord, that could have been my boy. And then it hit me. It was somebody's boy. You watch all this stuff you say about people reaping bad choices. It's somebody's daughter. It's somebody's boy. And you and all them evil things said about him if it was yours. And then it hit me. It could have been me. Oh God, it could have been me. And then it hit me. It was me. It was me. As I lay it on the ground, facing the devil's hell, trembling all over. Help me. Help me. Help me. And mama couldn't help me. And daddy couldn't help me. And the preacher couldn't help me. And religion couldn't help me. And education couldn't help me. And I couldn't help me. Oh, but I'm glad this old boy said, Jesus, thou son of David. Jesus, thou son of David. I called on my daddy and nothing happened. I called on my mama and nothing happened. I called on the rabbi and nothing happened. I even called on me and nothing happened. But I've heard about this Jesus man. I've heard that he raises dead people. I've heard that he cleanses lepers. I heard he waters thirsty and feeds the hungry and comforts the lonely and raises the dead. I believe he can open the blinded eyes. In fact, I heard the old rabbi read it one time that when Messiah's come, he'll be so full of the Holy Ghost, he'll have power to open the eyes of the blind. That Jesus man, I've heard about it. Here it goes. Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me. He didn't say, Jesus, look at my good works. He didn't have any. Oh, he didn't say, Jesus, look at my pedigree. He didn't have any. He didn't say, Jesus, look on what I've got to offer you, because he didn't have anything. He said, mercy, mercy. He didn't say, Lord, give me what I deserve. He'd already got what he deserved. That's why he's in the shape he's in. And by the way, a person dies with that, God goes to hell. They get exactly what they deserve, because we chose to go to hell and we made up our mind to go to hell. And brother, hell is the result of rejecting Jesus Christ, and that's what we all deserve. Oh, but I remember that night, hallelujah. I didn't ask God to look at my pedigree. I didn't ask God to look at my family tree. I didn't ask God to look at what I had to offer. I said, oh God, this is all I got. Mercy! 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 But praise God, aren't you glad when justice called, mercy answered. I'm glad tonight there's hope for a blind and begging sinner when he cries for mercy, mercy, mercy. Woo! You say, what does all mercy mean? I'm glad you asked. Here's Brother Joe's homespun, redneck camp meeting definition, the theological definition of mercy. I deserve to go to hell, but I don't want to. I know I'm a sinner, but I don't want to be. God, I'm nothing, and you're everything. I don't deserve joy and peace, the Holy Ghost, and a home in heaven. But oh God, in spite of me, oh Lord, look beyond my fault and see my need. God, don't give me what I deserve. That's what mercy is. That's what mercy. Lord, aren't you glad when you didn't have enough good works to be saved? You didn't have enough money to be saved? You didn't have enough religion to be saved? But you cast yourself on the mercy of God. Oh, I'm glad the mercies of the Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, and his mercies are new every day. I was a sinner just struggling along when God's great hand of mercy reached down from heaven's throne, and there at that altar I bowed so depressed, but God gave me mercy when my sin I confess. How many times have I bowed before God to ask his forgiveness for some wrong I have done, and how many times have I heard the Lord say, child, as long, somebody ought to hit me right there, as long as I have mercy, you're forgiven today. You're not saved tonight because you're white. You're not saved because you're a Baptist. You're not saved because you're an American. It's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. If it wasn't for the mercy of God, we'd all be in hell, lost and undone without God. But I'm glad tonight, between my soul and the flames of hell was the mercy of God. Calvary's mercy, blood mercy, Holy Ghost mercy, sovereign mercy, amazing mercy, God's holy mercy, God's eternal mercy, God's precious mercy. Oh, between me and the flames of hell was an ocean of mercy. Mercy. Have mercy. Oh, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. And boy, that religious crowd. That religious crowd. Shh. He said, oh no. I've heard of the Jesus man. And it's now or never. And you ain't blind. So therefore it ain't no big deal to you. But I'm blind. And it's a big deal to me. And I'm tired of living this life. It's a big deal for me. And Jesus may not pass this way again. And it's a big deal for me. And it is no secret what he can do for what he's done for others. He can do for me. It's a big deal. And he cried to more. That means he cranked up the volume. Oh, mercy. Oh, mercy. Oh, mercy. And I just say, mercy is in the building. And mercy came. And mercy were came. How many remember that night when you didn't ask for justice? You didn't ask for a fair deal. You didn't ask for a fair trial. You said, mercy, mercy. That's all you could say. Whoop. And that's all God wants to hear you say. A lot of you know my little girl. Well, she's not a little girl anymore. Marion, I don't believe she'd throw up on your shoes tonight. That's an inside joke. But she's a lawyer. And she's a defense attorney. She represents bad people. She represents people that need help. You know what she told me the other day? She said, Daddy, I'm going to be honest with you. 99% of the people I try to help are guilty and they know it. And she said, the best I can do for some people is to go to the judge on their behalf and say guilty, but we beg in mercy. He said, Daddy, the best I can do for some people is to go to the judge on their behalf and beg mercy. Mercy, mercy. And boy, she's never shouted before, but I believe she was close. She said, and you know what, Daddy? I'm worse than them. I'm guilty of the murder of God's son. Then I'd be in hell. Woo. But Jesus went to the king and went to the judge on my behalf and pleaded mercy. She said, Daddy, the best I can do sometime is get a lighter sentence. And the best I can do sometime is get a reduced sentence. She said, but Daddy, when Jesus goes, hallelujah, before me and the judge, he gets the charges tossed out of court. Hallelujah. Woo! Aren't you glad tonight Jesus got between you and the sovereign judge of eternity, and they settled it out of court with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? Thank God for mercy. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for mercy. Oh, Jesus. I see the blind. I see the begging. Oh, but praise God, I see the blessing. I see the blessing. Brother Jim, I want you to be an old blind man for a minute. Boy, here's Jesus. Boy, aren't you glad he visits the city of destruction? Aren't you glad he knows where Jericho is? You ever been to the Holy Land, son? That's the lowest point. And how many remember being at the lowest point? And mercy came by. So here comes Jesus. And he's crying, Jesus, have mercy. And he's crying, Jesus, have mercy.
Jesus, have mercy. Jesus, have mercy.
Do it till I tell you to quit.
Jesus, have mercy. Jesus, have mercy.
He could have walked on by and still been good. He could have still walked on by and still been God. He could have kept on walking and still been sovereign and great and awesome and holy and perfect and righteous and just. He could have let him rot and go to hell by the city of destruction, blind and begging. Woo! Oh, but while he's passing by, he hears him cry. And he cried a more. And he made a big deal.
Jesus, have mercy.
And Jesus stood still. And Jesus stood still. Oh, Lord. Oh, you remember that night when he marched out of the third heaven and made a trip to North Carolina. Out of all the churches he could have visited that night, he visited the church where you were visiting. Woo! And mercy walked in the building. And he walks in the back door. And he comes down the center aisle. Oh! And all of a sudden, somebody begins to cry, mercy! 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 And Jesus stood still. Oh, aren't you glad you got a good look at him at night? And Jesus stood still. He could have passed you by. He could have let you go to hell. He could have walked on by you and still been holy and righteous and just and true and perfect and faithful. But in love and mercy, he stood still. In faithful kindness, he stood still. Whoop! In amazing grace, he stood still. I'm glad when I couldn't go, hallelujah, to where Jesus was. He came to me. He came to me. He came to me. He came to me. Bless God, I didn't pull myself up by my bootstraps. He came to me. He came to me. Hallelujah. He came to me. And Jesus stood still. Woo-hoo. And Jesus stood still. And he heard him cry one more time.
Jesus, have mercy.
You go call him. Go call him. Go up right to where he is and tell him, be of good cheer. Stace, you know what good cheer means in the Greek right there? Your world is about to change. Woo! I'm about to go to acting like my mother. You need to pray. Hey! You know what good cheer means? It means business is about to pick up. That means your world's about to change. You're about to get the miracle of a lifetime. You're about to get set free for the first time in your life. For the first time in your life, you're going to step out of your bondage and out of your darkness into his light. Hey, your world's about. Go back up there and tell him, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Hold it. Tell him why to be a good cheer.
Be a good cheer.
The master's calling. The master's calling. He's calling you. Tell him. He's calling you. Tell him to come on. Tell him to come while I'm in city. Tell him to come while I'm in the building. Tell him to come while I'm in the house. Whoop. 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 Hold on now. Let's swap roles. You be Jesus. Oh, my. Oh my, I'm just an old beggar, wrapped up in the rags of my sin. Jesus, that's him. Smell him. Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley. Yeah. Woo. Heard about him. Well, I'm getting my faith now, getting some faith. I've heard the word. Jesus, have mercy. Jesus, have mercy. And Jesus stood still. And somebody said, go up and tell him. I'm going somewhere. Give me a minute. Be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer.
Your world's about to change.
Be of good cheer.
Your world's about to change.
Your world's about to change.
You're about to get more than you asked for.
You're going to get more than you ever dreamed you'd have.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Because you ain't seen nothing at all.
Amen.
Be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer.
He calling for you.
He calling for thee.
You better go while he's in town.
You better go while he's there.
Okay.
He stood still.
Oh, yes. For me?
For you.
You got to be kidding
no,
me.
No, I'm not.
You mean me?
You.
I don't deserve it.
None of us do.
You mean me?
You. Yeah.
The man?
Yeah. Yeah.
The blind man?
Yeah.
The guy yes, don't deserve nothing but hell?
Yes, sir.
Why me?
He's calling for you.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding.
Me.
No. Yes, you.
Came for me.
Yeah, he said you to come hither.
Oh.
Yeah. Not me, not him, but you.
Oh, Lord.
It's your time. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the Bible said, and casting away his garments. And came to Jesus. And Jesus said, what do you want?
Mercy.
No, you ask me.
Oh, what do you want?
I want to see. I want to see. I want to see. And he said, all right, see.
All right, see.
Go thy way.
Go thy way.
Thy faith
hath made thee whole.
Woo! I don't even know what I'm looking at because I ain't never seen it before. But it's nice. That's awesome. That's better than Mama said it would be. Oh, Lord, I hope I'm among friends. I wandered so aimless. Life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more in darkness. No more night. Be no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. Be Jesus. And I'll tell you how I knew he got a good dose. He arose and followed Jesus. And he arose and followed Jesus. And he arose and followed Jesus. And he arose and followed Jesus. Where he leads me, I'll follow. Where he leads me, I'll go. Amen. I'm not taking my eyes off of him. He's the one that came by and forgave me. He's the one that came by and saved me. He's the one that came by and found me. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. I'm going where he goes. I'm following Jesus. I can see the way. I'm not blind anymore. We'll be back in a minute. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Praise God and the Lamb forever. When you get saved, you follow Jesus. You walk with God all the way to the glory world. I'm not lost tonight. I'm not blind tonight. I'm not going to hell tonight. Woo! He opened my eyes. Saved my soul. Changed my world. Hallelujah. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have decided to follow Jesus. That last lap like they got me right there. Woo! Aren't you glad? He opens your eyes. You do what you've never done. You see what you've never seen. You hear what you've never heard. Hold on. And you feel what you've never felt. And you like what you've never liked. Whoop. And you're going the way you've never been. Hallelujah. Thank God for grace. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. You might as well get drunk with me and enjoy yourself tonight. How many remember when you were blind and God saved you and God forgave you? And tonight you can see the beauty of the Lord in the land of the living. Boy, aren't you glad that night? When Jesus passed by, he didn't keep on passing. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do pass by. We're standing all over the tabernacle tonight. If you need something from God in your life, you need salvation tonight. If you need a miracle tonight.
Oh, yes.
You need an answered prayer tonight. You need a storm still tonight. Reach out. Reach out. I don't understand it, but he's in the back. And he's at the front. And he's walking up and down both aisles. Reach out. Reach out tonight. Call on him tonight. He'll do what you need for him to do. You need a revival. You need a touch from heaven. Reach out tonight. Touch him by faith. He'll do what you need for him to do. The altar's open tonight. I'm done. But hallelujah, one more time. I'm glad I was blind, but now I see.
us down here, but there's one thing I know. I once was bound in sin and with no help below. I cried in deep despair, and Jesus met me there. And all that cry to him will find he cares. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. There's one who knows just what you need. So cry to him. Lord, have mercy. Promise he would hear. A humble heart that cries to him will find him near. But I can testify to you that this is true. For what he did for me, he'll do.
Don't you appreciate the preaching of the Word of God? Where'd he get, Donnie? Get back up here. I preached about 2 months on mercy. Brother Doug wrote that song. I preached on every text about mercy but that. I just didn't have the green light to do it. I know how come now, amen. What did God do for you a while ago?
He saved me.
Amen. 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 You mean business with God, he'll mean business with you. You try to run a game, you may never get saved. But you mean business with God, he'll mean business with you. You want mercy, you can get it. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you appreciate the preaching of the Word of God tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I appreciate God's man. Well, it's hard to believe. This meeting has come now to a close. Amen. but the meeting and the truth of God will live on. I want to say I do appreciate all of you that have been a part of the meeting. I appreciate Brother Doyle playing and Miss Cleo and Miss Kim filling in for us tonight. Appreciate Brother Jim leading the singing. And appreciate Brother Scott Sams taking care of the bathrooms for us. Amen. And Brother Curtis over here has been the night watchman for us. And I'm grateful for all that. And appreciate your labors. But I appreciate the presence of the Holy Ghost. And God touching his men. Amen. It just takes God. And I thank him for what he's done. I want to remind you now, the Monday after the first Sunday in August. Monday after the first Sunday. Next year it'll be the 6th through the 10th. And then it'll be the 13th through the 17th. Amen. And if the Lord doesn't come, we'll be right here one more time to scrooge up close to him. Amen. Thank you. Thank you to the Lord. Doesn't seem adequate. Just doesn't cover it. But until I get something else, I'll say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You glad you've been here tonight? Amen. You be sure to speak to the man of God. Let him know you appreciate his labor. Amen. Shake hands, you go. You're at liberty to the 67th camp meeting. Amen.